This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Do not call, because I can't, even if you call, I can't hear you. Maybe I don't want to hear you. It's very loud and getting louder here, as you can probably hear in the background. We are broadcasting live from CPAC 2017, and the floor is just, the place is just busy. Way too busy. Now they're expecting about 15,000 people to walk through here today. And you know, the morning started off with Kelly Conway, and a lot of young, lots and lots of young people here. And you know, she talked about some of her accomplishments. Again, I guess I didn't say it. If you listen to The Real Side on GCN Live, and so Kellyanne Conway is up there, and she's talking, and she takes a pause for a second when she first came on. And you know, think about what this woman has accomplished. I'm glad women can't make anything of themselves. I'm glad women are always held down and beaten down, right? So Kellyanne Conway talks about how she's, you know, she's trying to find. I mean, think about it. Washington. She's moved to D.C. with her kids. Whole different world for her. So she's talking about, you know, what it takes to make all this happen, right? She's the first woman to run a presidential, and you know, I don't mean that in a condescending way. She's the first woman to run a presidential campaign and win. And I know you've heard it before, and it's kind of old news, right? She broke the ceiling, yada, 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 yada. But all this talk, why are we highlighting, why is all the talk around how women can't advance, how women can't and get ahead in these businesses? It's obviously not true. Anyway, you know, again, seeing people from all walks of life, seeing millennials here, seeing, again, all races, all types, all sizes. Just look at me. Hey, something happened, and I know some of you did not like or don't like, but Fox host Alan Combs died today. And I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, what side of these issues you're on. And I know some of you have sent me emails in the past when we've talked about this stuff. You just hated the guy. At least that's what you said. You couldn't stand the guy. So your heart and prayers go out to their loved ones. Your heart and prayers go out to their families. You know, he was a father, a husband. So let's put politics aside and realize that a human being has passed away, or a human being has passed away. And again, I just put aside your political garbage for a few minutes and let's work it through. So one of my favorites was here this morning. Maybe a little too early for me. Scott Walker was here. Governor Scott Walker was here earlier. And, you know, he called for us to come together behind Trump. Now, I know some of you are having a hard time with that, big time. And I know this report, we talked about it last night with Sharon Engel. And we talked about how we have, there's a lot of Republicans that refuse, a lot of congressional Republicans that refuse to get behind Donald Trump, or they're, you know, they're hiding, they're pulling away, they're whatever. We can't have that. It just won't work. They've either got to get behind. Now, I'm not saying you support, you know, if you want to round up all the Muslims, all the illegal immigrants, and put them in concentration camps. That's not what I'm talking about. You know what I mean. There's a lot of things that President Trump wants to do that they should easily be able to get behind. And I always get a kick out of the fact that, you know, again, we keep shooting ourselves in the foot. Why do you keep electing these people? They keep shooting themselves in the foot. You know, they're talking about repeal and replace Obamacare. I don't blame the Democrats for being afraid that we're not going to replace it. They voted to repeal it 62 times. You would think they'd have something to put in its place, right? Where's the load of paper? What do they have, 2,200 pages in the first one? We could have easily come up with 2,500 pages of garbage to replace it. So let me get to my guest, Patrice Lee.
On WUCA.
You know, I'm always afraid to say anything because I'm always afraid I'm going to screw it up even worse.
Oh, that's okay.
Are you there?
Yep. Can you hear me now?
What was this, Verizon? Yep. Hold on. All right. There you go. I can hear you now.
Okay.
Yeah, live radio. Isn't it great? Okay. So you're the communications director for the Millennial Perspective.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a 3-hour show in and of itself.
Oh my goodness, my generation is full of surprises.
No, really?
So I represent.
They scare me, but go ahead.
I represent Generation Opportunity. We're a national grassroots organization. We get young people involved in politics, but we actually give them something to do in politics. Specifically, we are trying to pass good legislation, particularly at the state level, but also federal level stuff that restores opportunity to young people. I mean, do you realize that 48% of millennials think the American dream is dead? That's a problem. That's saying that, you know, they feel like they can't, you know, own their own business, have their own house, you know, get a good job or a career that
but
they can believe in.
Let me interrupt you, but why should they feel that way? Because we've almost all been hit. Oh, they get a little faster, but we've all been hit with debt, with, you know, ways of growing up or entering the work world that aren't quite right. I think the only difference with millennials is it's come at them faster, and I think that they've been given more at younger ages.
So I won't disagree. There are a lot of young people are entitled. But, you know, we came of age. Think about the oldest ones of us. Remember 9/11. We were in college. The youngest ones of us were in elementary school at the time. Then you hit the recession, and the economy, the Obama recovery left jobs behind for the millennial generation. So whereas the current unemployment is about, what, 4.9, 4.85%,
yes,
it's about 9% for young people. Mm-hmm. And a lot of young people, like older people, have dropped out of the market.
All right, we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to finish that conversation with you because
yeah,
I do, again, millennials is one of my favorite topics.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, head up to the website. And don't just hang out there. I want you to do something. I want you to buy my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's right. Everything you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, I've wrapped up in a little book. And basically telling you that you don't have to be afraid of any of those labels. And we didn't give us those labels. Some of you on the left gave us those labels, and we don't like them. Because they're not real. They're not true. So I give you all the ammunition you need. If you're talking to somebody on the left, it gives you all the ammunition you need to explain to them it's not what they think it is. And if you're on the right and you really think you know this stuff already, you don't. You really need to figure out how to speak to other people. So I'm here with Patrice Lee Onwuka.
Excellent.
All right. See, it doesn't take me long. I still don't know my kids' names, but that's pretty good. She's a communications director for the Millennial Perspective. It's a free speech. Oh, good luck with this. Free speech on campus, sharing economy and the occupational license. Listen,
Free speech on campus? Can you even use those words together in a sentence now?
It doesn't feel like it when you look at UC Berkeley and some of the protests going on. You know, do you realize it's been a year now that we've seen sustained protests on college campuses?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's I think it's been going on in California. It's going on a little longer than that because you know, they've never wanted these snowflakes. They call them, they've had safe rooms forever. Places you could go on campus, trigger warnings at community colleges. I know 4 years ago was the first time I heard of a trigger warning.
Wow.
And it was from a community college.
Interesting.
Where the kids got a sheet before the class and said, here's some of the things we're going to be discussing in this class. Here's the days we're going to be discussing them on. I guess you can go home and wrap up with a teddy bear or something.
I'm guessing you couldn't even read the Bible on campus because that would, like, every page you'd need a trigger warning, right?
Oh, yeah. You're not kidding. And there was, I can't remember the name of the book, but the book had a descriptive rape scene in it.
Uh-huh.
And my daughter came home with the book. It was required reading. And she said, Dad, this is talking about A, B, and C. And I said, how did you get that book? This was in high school. I said, there was no slip, no anything. She said, no, I can handle this, but I know a couple of the girls in the class that can't handle this at all. But when I spoke to the teacher said, oh, no, that's literature. They need to be exposed to those kind of things. And all of a sudden, that's changed.
You're talking about academic freedom, which on college campuses,
right?
Exactly. We're not seeing a lot of that, no. You know, and what's sad is it's not preparing our generation for what they're going to face. So what we're trying to do at Generation Opportunity is we want to take college students, number one, ensure that they have that they can speak freely on college campuses. Then we take them to their local state legislature and work with the legislatures to push for good legislation that protects free speech on campus. You would think the Constitution is enough, and the Bill of Rights is enough. Apparently, it's not.
No, and in California, you know, they're pushing big time. They're actually pull free speech. They're not calling it free speech. What they're saying is they want to make free speech zones.
Yes.
And I grew up thinking that whole public college campus is a
free speech
zone, right?
Yep.
Not just a block or a corner of the campus.
What's interesting, though, is a lot of students don't recognize just how much of an assault there is on free speech. You know, 40% of U.S. adults think that there's an assault. Only about 20% of college students do, which means that they are so, their minds have been so brainwashed to realize that, you know, you should be able to hear an opposing view. You should be able to hear a perspective that you've never heard before. Isn't that actually why a lot of people go to college, which is to interact with people they've never lived with, cultures they've never experienced, food they've never tasted?
But that's where I go back to your millennials and the parents of your millennials who
are baby boomers.
Who grew? Yeah. Well, we did a lousy job. I just talked to my son about this week, and I said we really screwed you kids up. Well, I won't say me because I dealt my kids differently. But a lot of parents didn't want their kids to see anything negative, hear anything negative, didn't want them to get hurt, didn't want them to fail their tests and learn how to go back and work it out again. And I think we're reaping the benefits of that now, don't you?
We are. And pair that with the fact that millennials are the most diverse generation. So now all of a sudden, your colleagues are thinking, well, I don't want to offend someone because they come from a different background. They look differently than I am. That's, you know, it's okay to respect a different culture, but that doesn't mean that you don't have to address or hear from or learn about someone else that's different from you. And I think today's young people aren't taking that to heart. And unfortunately, a lot of these protests are led by a very small minority of students who have felt like they didn't have a voice before. Now they have a very big microphone, and unfortunately they're not using it in a way that advances all of our causes.
Well, I talked about this last night, and I'm not trying to get you irritated. I said, these kids remind me of those kids in the supermarket that were pitching a fit on the floor, mommy or daddy went and got them a candy bar and said, here, okay, all right, here. Can we stop this here? So they gave in to them, and I can't tell you how often I saw that happen when I'd go to events with my young kids, and I think to myself, man, you're not helping that child.
Thank you.
And
thank you, because when you come out to the real world, you realize there are people who will offend you every day on the street.
Yeah.
You know, and unless they're trying to hurt you physically, you're going to have to learn how to deal with that. Now, President Obama, I mean, I don't agree with him on very much of anything, but I actually respected that during the commencement season, he was telling students, listen, you can't stick your fingers in your ears. You need to be open to an opposing view. And if you think you're right, then make your point. But to shut down free speech on campuses, to disinvite speakers, that is not going to your academic enrichment.
Right. No, I agree with you very much. And it's too bad because it's all these years of programming these children. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to turn that around overnight. You're not even going to turn that around in a couple of months. It's going to take a while for them to figure out.
It will.
You know, what the real world is all about. And this is a major change for them. It is.
And then pair that with, you know, high unemployment, some high student loan debt. There's some issues. So we're not all entitled. We're not all whiny. A lot of us realize that there's a real world and that we've got to do what we need to do to survive and thrive in the real world.
Well, how do people find out more about your organization?
Oh, visit generationopportunity.org. Also, hit us up at GenOp on Twitter. But we're putting out good content, and we're also connecting young people on the ground to ways that they can talk to their legislatures about issues that they care about, Uber, Lyft, Airbnb, all of those things that they want to see protected and out of the reach of government's hands. We try to make that happen for them.
No, good. And I really appreciate the work that you're doing. Thank you so much, Joe. Thanks for being with me today.
Thank you.
I am Joe Messina, your host. You know, I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. We're at CPAC 2017 live, as you can start to hear in the background. And it'll get noisier tomorrow. Much noisier. I guarantee it. You know, I started telling you about Scott Walker, Governor Scott Walker. He was my first choice for president. He was the guy that I really wanted to be. I couldn't believe how quickly he got out. And in talking to some of his people over the last year, the Republicans are still learning, still trying to figure out how to use social media, how to do things on the web, how to do things on that interweb thing. Okay. All right. This is what's great about live radio. See? And because President Trump's going to be here tomorrow, and Mike Pence is going to be here today. We've got Secret Service coming by. Security sweeps all around here. And, we can tell them, sorry, guys, I'm on the air. You'll have to back off. It doesn't work that way. Anyway, so Governor Walker was here today. And to his point, I want to drive his point home. Republicans need to get behind President Trump. Republicans need to help push this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Everything I buy these days has got a foreign name.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and be part of the conversation. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. We are broadcasting live from CPAC. You know, last year I kept calling it 2012. But this is CPAC 2017. And it's a real, real different energy, a real different atmosphere here today. And I do, there are a lot of young people here, a lot of millennials, which is why I'm having so much fun with the millennial thing. Because I love listening to their little stories that they're telling in their group. You know, they're huddled around a little group, right? And I get a kick out of some of the things, some of the answers they have. Don't you wish you had this much knowledge? Don't you wish you had these many answers to life's crazy questions when you were, I don't know. I'm thinking they look like they're 19 or 20. Some people are telling me they're older than that. So. I got story after story after story here. This is just hilarious. What the heck is this all about? I know this is so distracting. With all you got to understand something. This is like a cat in a room, and there's about six or seven red laser pointers on the wall, right? So the Dallas teacher threatened to kill staff unless he was given a raise. That's one way to do it. A Dallas teacher was arrested after he reportedly threatened to kill the staff if he didn't get a raise, police said. Omar Alanis, 29, was a world history teacher at Segaville High School and reportedly used his school email account to message a principal and other administrators that he would pay him and another teacher the master teacher salary and back pay from August of last year. He told them that they should make sure that they were paid. Who wrote this thing? He told them that they should make sure they weren't paid unless they don't want to burn alive. So unless he got a raise, he was going to burn these people alive. Police documents show that Alanis had been employed with the school district since August. Police said Alanis sent a second email adding that those who don't comply with his demands would be put down immediately by Dallas PD. He attached an image of officers with weapons. Here's my beef with this one. This guy is teaching your children. Well, not your children if you're in California, right? But this guy's teaching your children. This isn't the first time. There's no way you're going to tell me this. This is the first time that this guy had a crazy break, right? A crazy mental break. And we got you got this kind of stuff going on all over the country. Now, Alanis told police that that he was standing up to the administration to bring change in regards to pay. Most school districts do that through the unions. The unions lay that out. Now, Alanis was charged with making terrorist threats and had been put on. Isn't that funny how, you know, we got a guy that in San Bernardino shoots up, you know, kills 14 people. And we couldn't call that a terrorist threat. We had to wait a while. Right? We couldn't just jump in and call it that. And then what happens is this guy here, this teacher here threatens to kill or burn alive two administrators. And they had no problem jumping on that and calling it a terrorist threat right away. And so he's been put on administrative leave. No, what they should have done was they should have locked him up. What do you put? He threatens to burn two people alive, and you put him on paid administrative leave? What's that all about? Now, he's been released from jail after posting a $1,500 bond. Are you hearing the lunacy behind this? Going to burn two administrators alive if they don't give him the pay raise he wants. They call it a terrorist threat. Put him on administrative leave. And then he was released from jail after posting a $1,500 bond. My biggest concern here is, why didn't anybody at the district catch this sooner? He's got your kids in the classroom. Were they covering for anything? Are you saying this is the first time this guy showed any kind of signs of mental illness? His family said he's now receiving the mental health and that he wasn't right in his mind. They go on to say, you know, there's a backstory to that, Arlene Alanis told the local news people. As far as we're concerned, he's not mentally stable at this point. He had some sort of mental breakdown. Why didn't they call the school? Like I said, 30 or 40 kids in there. Really? Is this really how we're going to allow this guy to teach our children? She had it. It was very unlike himself when I saw him. I was just like, hey, that's not my brother. And now we're getting our brother the help that he needs. He's not a terrorist, really. He isn't. There's no need for anyone to be afraid, unless you're afraid of fire on your own body. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Don't call. I won't answer. Right? Can't hear anything around here very well. So send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. So I've got Lars
Daleside.
Thank you. Lars Daleside. He's the media liaison at the NRA. Lars, thanks for being with me today. And I probably should turn your mic on, right? Wouldn't that help tremendously?
Hello, hello.
You're blue, right?
I am blue.
There you go. Blue is good.
Well, I'm just feeling that way. Yeah. I haven't had the coffee yet.
Can you see what they need something? Live radio. Isn't it wonderful, Lars? Isn't it great? People, at least they don't throw spitballs anymore, you know,
well,
to get your attention.
Back in the good old days.
Has a Nerf ball. Lars, tell me what's going on at the NRA. What are we afraid of? What are we not afraid of? Are we happy now that Trump's in? Are we going to get to keep our guns? Are we going to do constitutional carry across the country? What are we doing?
Those are some of the things that we're looking at right now. Constitutional carry with the whole idea of if you have a permit and going through all 50 states and being able to carry concealed. We're also working on the Hearing Protection Act, which will take suppressors off of the overall restricted list and allow people to buy them just as easily as they would a regular firearm. Because after all, having a suppressor on it doesn't actually do anything to the power, the stopping power of the firearm. It just makes it safer overall for the individual shooters involved. So we're looking at that, and we are awful busy on the state level as well.
Yeah, you know what's going on in California, right?
Oh.
All right,
California definitely has some issues.
You know, California, first of all, with all the onslaught of gun laws that came down just before the first of the year, it was really crazy. There, the petitions going around by the same people who were trying to fight these things. And I'm reading some of this stuff, and you know, the lieutenant governor,
Gavin Newsom.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know. I don't even have a good name for him that I could use on the radio and not get thrown up. He actually made a statement in a speech about 4 or 5 months ago. He said, look, I'm all for the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment gives you the right to have guns. He said, but there's nothing in there that gives you the right to have ammunition. And they have made ammunition to the point, I don't know, you know about this, where you can only buy 100 rounds a month. One legislature wants to make it so that you can only buy it at the shooting range, and you have to turn in the ammunition that you don't use back to the range owner. And now they want to do checks for every time you buy over 100 rounds, you're going to have to do another security check.
Yeah, and we've talked with a number of people out there in California that are obviously not too happy with that. You know, one of them in particular is Olympic gold medalist Kim Rohde, who she's won, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 different Olympic gold medals in shotgun shooting. And in order to maintain that level of excellence over all these years, she shoots a few hundred rounds a day. So for somebody like her, that means on a daily basis, she's going to be going through an incredible amount of general paperwork and regulations and trying to get this through. It just doesn't really make any sense. But that seems to be the way that they like it.
Well,
not to make much sense when it comes to putting together the regulations.
No, and you know, some people are talking about some of these issues going back to the states. If you live in California, that petrifies you. And then not just California, but there's other states, too, that are extremely, extremely tough on gun laws as well.
Yeah, we see some things definitely come up in Illinois and New York and New Jersey. But then there are the other ones that come through and make life a little bit easier for the gun owner. Some places like Kentucky or in Texas, we have a few things that are moving through. So it's a give and a take. You have to look and figure out what the environment is right there and then and figure out what we can do to help expand everyone's Second Amendment rights.
So what are your hopes to see happen at the national level with this administration in short order?
In short order overall, we'd like to see Gorsuch go ahead and have him confirmed for the Supreme Court. We would like to get the Hearing Protection Act passed, and we would like to have national carry reciprocity.
Oh, that ought to be fun.
Might take a little while, but that's what we're looking towards.
No, I grew up in Massachusetts, and I actually had a license to carry concealed in Massachusetts.
And, wow.
Yeah.
That's right? Impressive.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I grew up in a small town. At the time it happened, one of the towns I grew up in was small. At the time it happened, the police chief was the one that gave it to you. Hey, we got to go through. Got to go to a break. Lars, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. A team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
We are back. You're listening to The Rail Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Do not call. Yeah, don't bother. Send me an email, joe@therailside.com. I can't hear anything anyhow. So if you called, I'd have to ask you to repeat yourself three times, and I still wouldn't understand you probably. We're broadcasting live from CPAC 2017. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Like I said, do get involved in the conversation. Otherwise, you're spewing garbage. And when you're spewing party line, you're spewing garbage, because there are people who, they may know the words, but they don't know what they mean. And it's really interesting here at CPAC with the young people that are around. I have a lot of fun talking with them, because they don't, they've kind of been swayed by the group they're hanging out with, or they're swayed by the last conversation they had with an adult in a group. So it's always fun to hear where they're coming from. So Robin Rourke has joined me. He is group director for Energy API.
For API, that's right.
All right, there you go. So you want us to have dirty water, dirty air, all that. You're one of those guys, right?
Quite the contrary, actually.
You know, it's funny, Joe.
I say that because when you're talking about a conservative group or a Republican group, if it has to do with energy, we want to reverse everything. We want, you know, dirty streams, dirty water, you know, dirty air, all that.
Yeah, and that's why I was chuckling when you were saying it, Joe, because there are people out there who think it's an either-or proposition. Either you're drilling for oil and gas and you're screwing up the environment, or you're protecting up the environment and you're screwing up the economy. And what I can tell you with utmost certainty is that we can do both. And if you look at our country right now, we're the world's leading producer of oil and natural gas, and because of efficiencies both in how we use liquid products and because of the onset of natural gas, we're using so much natural gas in the country right now, we've got carbon emissions at 20-year lows thanks to all of these activities.
Now, that natural gas stuff, you have more natural gas because we're fracking, right?
That's exactly right, and right. Oil, too, for that
That's
matter.
Why we have all those extra earthquakes going on all over the country.
Right? Yeah. Again, not an either or, both and, both and.
Well, no, it's just interesting how there are certain groups that no matter what we do, they're against it. So, you know, when it comes to fracking or what have you, and I'm no expert. I'm not in it every day like you are, but I've had people on the show, and you know, I get these emails about, well, they're not telling you about this and the damage it does to the earth. And, you know, well, wait a minute. You're telling me that these people have been doing this for years now. You have no direct proof that this is going on. And the best thing that you want to do from the left is just shut it down. Because you're ignorant to it. You just want to shut it down. And it seems the same thing with when it comes to drilling for oil. And even green services. Look, when you talk about green energy, I'm from California, buddy. And I can tell you how excited everybody got about green energy, and I can tell you how many people are now out of work because it didn't quite work out the way they thought it was going to work out.
Yeah, and you know, I cover the midstream side of the business. Anything that has to do with a pipeline, a truck, a train, ship, whatever moves the crude oil and the natural gas. And we did a study probably about three, four years ago, that said that if we were going to build the energy infrastructure, and pipelines are a great example because that's all private investment, no public dollars in there. If we were to develop the infrastructure to support this energy renaissance that our country is going through, it would produce over $1 trillion in capital investment and over 1 million jobs. And those are all sort of, that's real jobs and real dollars that we're talking for the economy. So it's real stuff here. And I might add, too, we're not against renewables. We think renewables are great, but you need something that's going to provide the energy when the wind doesn't blow and the sun doesn't shine, and that's typically natural gas these days.
Yeah, I get a big kick out of that, too, because when we talked about green energy over the last 8 years, it seemed like we threw the switches pretty fast in shutting down, you know, oil, coal, and that kind of stuff. And again, in L.A., we've got those wind farms out there,
right,
in Southern California, and even the guys in there are saying, and not really working out the way we thought it was going to work out.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I think they have their role. But look, even the federal government says that into 2040, we're gonna, fossil fuels like oil and gas, coal, some of the others, they're going to be the leading source of energy in this country. And right now, natural gas is the leading source of energy, of power production in the country.
Yeah. Are we going to see, I mean, as far as crude oil goes or oil as a whole goes, you're talking about the pipelines and what, you know, everybody gets all crazy when you start talking about an oil pipeline.
That's right.
Because, you know, we had so many problems in Alaska, right? That's why you have to watch out for the... I get the biggest kick out of that. That was supposed to be the biggest disaster that was ever going to happen by putting that pipeline in place. It wasn't the Keystone Pipeline, biggest disaster. You know, look what it's going to do if it goes in and something goes wrong. It won't. You can't say 100% it won't, but we're pretty good at taking care of those things.
We are, and if you look at the effectiveness rate, 99.999% of our product gets to its destination safely. And it sounds a little silly, but when you think about it, I mean, that's 9/1000ths. I mean, we carry it all the way out that far. Now, the key is that 0.001%, we're still working to get that out of the equation to get 100% of our product to its destination safely. So I'm not about to tell you that we're doing it perfectly, but we're striving for perfection.
But nothing is without an issue. You know, these people want to go to green energy where all they have is wind and solar. You think it's going to be up 100% of the time? You think you're going to get the amount of energy that you need 100% of the time?
Yeah, which is why, like I said, when the wind doesn't blow and the sun doesn't shine, I don't think... And you can do 100% renewable, but then, let me tell you, you're going to be taking some cold showers at night.
Well, you know, the solar panel rage went on in California for a couple of years. I'm watching them go on people's roofs all over the place. And God bless my wife, because she reads every jot and tittle on a piece of paper of a contract. And there wasn't one guy who came to the house to try to sell us solar panels that she didn't about throw out. Because with all the fine print of the things you have to do, what you own, what you have to pay, you do have to pay for them.
Yeah.
You know, you do end up paying some money for those things, especially if you want to sell your house. Who lives in their house? Very few people live in their houses 20 years. So if you weren't in the house for a long period of time, you ended up paying for those solar panels.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we say is that right now fossil fuels are by far one of the most affordable sources of energy that you're going to find now.
And they're a lot clean. They're refined a lot more cleaner than they used to be, a lot more.
And the technology to burn them is a lot cleaner.
Same thing with coal, correct?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So, all right, well, I would say, you know, tell people how to get involved with your cause, but...
It's everywhere these days.
Yeah, it's everywhere. You know, it's one of those things that's really funny. When people are somewhat ignorant to it, they're against it. When it comes to this kind of issue, right? I mean, in most cases. And it doesn't take much to get them informed to the point where they can actually make a difference, understand it, and stop giving you people a hard time because you're not out to ruin the world.
Well, one of the things we're trying to remind people of, Joe, is that when you start looking at the things, not just the gas that you burn in your car and the energy that heats your home, but when you start looking at the things that come from fossil fuels like plastics, you know, these are the things the base for what makes heart valves, for what makes shoes, for what makes automobiles, prosthetic arms. So it's, I mean, there's a lot of value here.
I was thinking at an event once where somebody said, we need to stop using as many fossil fuels. You need to start taking more buses and trains. I said, really?
Yeah.
Really? Anyway, hey, it was a pleasure having you with me today. I appreciate your time, Robin.
Joe, thanks for having me on.
All right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And listen, get involved in the conversation. You can't call, but you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Again, we are broadcasting live from CPAC. we're broadcasting live from CPAC 2017. Yes, the wonder of live radio is you get interrupted mid sentence. It's okay.
Okay.
And everything's good.
We've got
Burgess Owens. I've had him on the show.
I'm posting on most
with me before. And his book is Liberalism, or How to Turn Good Men into Whiners.
Oh, I love this.
All right, this is almost as good as my title, all right? How to Turn Good Men into Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps. That's perfect.
Well, thanks, Joe. It's truth. That's what happens with liberalism does to the good people, man. They turn them south.
Yeah, well, I was talking to somebody last night, and I said, when I first started doing the radio show about 9 years ago, I wouldn't allow people to use terms like, you know, liberalism is a sickness, liberals are this and that. But after seeing what's gone down, after seeing what's taken place over the last 9 years, I think your title hits a home run.
Well, I tell you, the book is actually a celebration also of my race. Because I grew up during the time of segregated South Tallahassee, and I cannot express the pride I have of that generation. They were capitalists. We actually led the country in terms of growth of the black middle class. We had more men committed to marriage than any other race out there. We had more entrepreneurs. 40% of black Americans were entrepreneurs. We were doing it the American way.
Right.
And in liberalism, through the NAACP, by the way, 1910, started off by 21 white socialist, Marxist, atheist, race-controlled Democrats. Today, they're black Marxist, racist, liberal Democrats. Anyway, at the end of the day, that ideology began to take us in a direction that now we have so much misery. It's remarkable. So we're going to change that around, by the way. Americans will do the right thing.
Well, I hope you're right. I'm watching what's happening out there, and I'm concerned in seeing the, you know, some of the... I refuse to call them protests. I'm going to call them riots, okay? And he says, and I do believe that a portion of these town hall meetings have been set up. And those are whiners, weenies, and wimps. A lot of those people screaming there, they want to keep ACA. They don't care that it's costing some people 65% more this year. Some states 141% more. It doesn't bother them.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Well, Joe, it's I like to go back to the foundation of our country. It's within our DNA that we detest bullyism. Liberals and Marxists are nothing but bullies. They hide behind cover. They hide behind deceit. But at the end of the day, they want to mandate that we go in a certain direction. And that's just not who we are. We fight against it, and we will always drift back to the Judeo-Christian values that's made our country great.
Now, Burgess, you know, for because it's radio, people can't see.
I'm a black guy, by the way.
You're black.
Okay.
You're an American who happens to be black, which is the way I like to put it, right? Which means I'm kind of confused, because shouldn't you be a liberal Democrat? Is that in your DNA? Or
No, blacks, all blacks don't think with this skin, believe it or not. But here's the thing. the community I grew up in had all, we adhered to the black, the conservative values, as still 28% of black Americans today do also today. And my thing is, I think the greatest president of Barack Obama was how miserable people have become under liberalism. And the fact is that 28% of black Americans are finally asking why. So we're going to have a good time with that.
We'll hit it on the other side of the break. Okay. I love that kind of conversation. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We will return, I promise, in just a couple of minutes.